Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special one-week late installment of Ranwin Parked. This is episode number 62. I no longer have to try to remember the number. It's right there in front of me. I should put that this is the show. Yeah, I see. I need to put now, like, the tagline under there that we came up with. Anyway, it's myself, Cone Dodger, ZK, and Kurt J. Mac in a random order. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
It's been Hi. A while.
I'm so out of practice now.
You take 1 week off.
Well, honestly, even like this is probably the longest I've gone without like talking to a microphone. and just that alone, it's like, huh, apparently that takes a little bit of brain power, doesn't it? Like there's some actual tiny minuscule brain cell in my head that has learned that skill and can forget it very quickly.
It's almost like it's not as easy as it looks.
No, it's probably a lot easier than it looks. I'm just really dumb. but this episode, we have a really special theme lined up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's the ZK bought a lathe so he doesn't have any money theme.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I also bought the mill he had?
I was getting that hint. It was seeming like it was headed in that direction. But
he talked me into it.
Now, is there anything in the presentation here that will cover this, or is this
no.
like okay? So do you want to share the other Ranwin Parked news?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to start this off by apologizing to Camino because. The Corvair is gone.
And dislike.
as I got the lathe, he took the Corvair.
Not a trade.
No, because we made the deal about the lathe, and then it was like, hey, do you know he won that one to Corvair? He was like, I'll take it when I come drop off the lathe. And I was like, sweet. because apparently he runs like what is essentially a charity pick and pull type thing.
Interesting.
Because he works at or partially owns like an interior shop and stuff, like a body shop. So he gets cars as trades and stuff. And he said he used to like scrap the cars, but now he just like puts them on some property he has. And if people need parts, like it'll get used. So it might have a second life. Rather than just going for scrap, because no one really wanted it. And I'll use Camino's favorite word. Without a title, the Corvair was worthless. So he just took it away from me, and it solved the problem I had.
But does he have any 280Zs?
Yeah.
I know a guy that might be looking for some parts.
Yes. I was going to say, so that means that yellow screwdriver died for nothing.
Yeah not only that, but like
the hours and hours of work and also, heavy lifting and everything, but just, you know, the screwdriver,
just the fact that like that car was purchased, it was put in the garage, I drove 1200 miles to help him pull the engine out of it, the engine never moved from where it like was pulled out, and then it was sold just like without putting the engine back in, just like there it went. So it's just such a weird timeline.
So we did not pay a lot of money for it in the first place. And the problem with the Corvair is that there was no sentimental value with it.
Don't tell him that.
No. I mean, at least with that one specifically. So it was like a cool, weird car that we were going to work on. And then when the engine needed to be rebuilt, it was basically, okay, so we can spend $3,000 on rebuilding the engine or buy a perfectly running one without rust off of Craigslist for the same price.
Yeah.
I mean, we had already bought parts to like work on it. Like we bought like a gas tank and new carbs and everything.
If you were really passionate about it, like if it were the kind of car like the Datsun truck is, like I have a reason that I want that to have a title.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't necessarily have a reason for that one.
No, like, if it was my grandma's car, this would be a completely different story.
Right, right. But it's not, and it's gone. No. Now there's a lathe there.
Just and soon to be a mill.
Very quickly, do you have any plans for this lathe? Like, any particular project in mind?
So the weird part about the lathe is I had been, like, kind of looking for one, because it's one of those things, it's not necessarily I have a project in mind, but there's a lot of projects that I come up with, and I'm like, man, this would be really good. Like, a lathe would make this a million times easier, or, like, I could do this idea I have with a lathe. And I was, like, browsing Craigslist for, like, a cheap one or something that would do the job. And I was like, well, if I bought a brand new one, this would be the model. And then randomly on Marketplace, literally like a mile and a half from my house, the lathe I would have bought brand new popped up. Like the specific model I would have gotten.
This is such a ZK story.
Yeah. And he wanted the Corvette. It was like, you know, that man in heaven.
Oh,
so not only was it like a 20% discount on the new price, it also came with like 20% of that value in tooling.
Mm.
So it was a hard deal to pass up, especially since that lathe had never been used.
I at least want like custom shift knobs or something from you.
I mean, oh yeah, sure. I'll start with some bushings and then I'll get some practice in and we can go from there.
Oh yeah, bushings. I didn't even consider. I was trying to think of like, what can I get out of this? What do me and Kurt need out of this?
Anything round.
Kurt, I got a new exhaust system coming up for you.
Yeah, there we go.
The world's first milled exhaust system. Probably not, but boy. Well, I said I was going to try and keep today's episode short because
I told you that wasn't going to happen.
It's not going to happen because, well, we're already a week late, and then Kurt had to fight a mountain lion, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
ZK had fires.
On an active volcano in all places.
Wait, is it an active volcano?
Oh, it's active.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Huh. It's like dormant, but it's not.
Ah, so it's like me. It's active, but dormant.
Yes.
I will start the show off showing ads from the internet, as I do believe is the actual theme of this show, with a 1986 Dodge Colt. Four-wheel drive, five-speed. This is in my list of potential weird rallycross cars. Now that Powers is committed to rallycrossing the Flavia? Flavio.
Flavia.
Flavia.
Flavio?
Fabio? I'm now committed to try and find something weirder than that, or at least as weird as that, because I don't think a VW Bug is really that weird.
What about a 1992 Nissan 240SX?
That's not weird, that's just sad.
A ramp truck, that'd be really weird.
Okay, that's just getting stuck, Kurt. This is my extremely rare 86 Dodge Colt Vista, factory four-wheel drive, five-speed manual. Found it very complete at a junkyard and decided to save the little guy. Thought it was just way too cool to let it die in a junkyard, so instead they let it die in their yard. It has the 2-liter carbureted four-cylinder, same as a Mighty Max or a Dodge D50, was parked for what I believe was a broken rocker arm, and then it became seized from sitting. This is what they look like. It kind of looks like a caravan shrunk down a bit.
Say, it's like a mini minivan.
It's a Dodge mini minivan.
There, I mean, it's a wagon, but it's not long enough. It's weird.
It's long enough, but it's got like more of the car body proportions.
Yeah, it's also got the saddest 80s front. Like, he's got bag under his eyes. He's had a long life.
Don't talk about me like that. It's been a rough week.
Listen, after this past week or so, I sympathize a lot with this Colt.
It's a Colt Vista. I guess Vista means that.
I don't see a transfer case or like a... Oh, it's got a button.
Yeah, it's got a
four-wheel drive.
It's got a button for four-wheel drive on the manual shifter, so obviously it's not full time, but you can, you know, lock it in. I'm sure the four-wheel drive would be absolutely worthless as far as actually rallycrossing or doing anything with, but it's still pretty
worse
neat.
Than the feet?
It's also got lay-down back seats.
Ooh. Mm. So you're telling me I should look for these for the, like, a camping rig?
You know, no. Now that you mention it. Look at that, Kurt. I honestly think that might be enough room for you to lay down.
Diagonally, maybe, or if I stick my arms through the holes and the large gaps between the seat cushions.
Like, you could sleep in that, but you would not wake up in a good mood.
No. It's still pretty cool, though. That's an interesting gimmick.
Do you think it's for storage? Like, do you think it's for, like, a bed use, or is it, like, fold-down flat storage?
I guess I'm thinking storage, but they had to have that in mind.
A lot of those small, like, K-vans have the weird origami seats that end up folding flat that I assume are for bed.
Beds, yeah.
They got curtains and everything.
I mean, the old Dodge conversion van that we had growing up had, like, a bench seat in the back that would fold down into what was close to, like, a... No, not, it was like a double bed at
right.
that point.
A futon.
Mm, yeah. A futon in a
not
vehicle.
Even more comfortable.
This is a sad state of an engine.
Where's the head?
Head's gone. I guess they took the head off to determine if it was seized or not. Who knows? So you're gonna need a whole engine for this thing, and I don't know how easy that's gonna be these days. I don't know.
Case swap it.
Well, I'm trying to think. It's technically a Mitsubishi, right? So
yes. They said the 2 liter of the Mighty Mac. Is it like a four?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if the block 4G. Is like a 4G, you know, style thing. Could you? I would want something like this in it though. I want it to be absolutely slow, like just horribly slow.
Don't they make like naturally aspirated 4Gs? That would be a decent swap.
Yeah, it is maybe. A 4G63.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, this is we got this.
Oh yeah, this is basically a Evo.
Yeah, this is essentially this is an Evo.
Yeah.
this is just a tall and six passenger. Right?
Did it have a third row?
Yeah, that's like, if you look at the seat, there's a front row, middle row, and a back row. I'm into it. Let's do it. I didn't hear a lot of enthusiasm when I said let's do it. Kurt, find us something with some enthusiasm.
Some enthusiasm. I think what I have here, if I remember correctly, is a look into the future.
Oh no, I don't like that.
You have some news?
One of our futures, maybe. Perhaps if we had money. and a lot of land. But there's a car hoarder estate sale. Month of August 2021, over 80 vehicles.
It's September.
I know. I've been holding on to this one for a while, and then we're a week late. Bring a trailers. None of them run. So this is a field full of Ranwin parks.
Out of 80 cars here, if you brought a battery with you, one of these will run. There is no way that one of them won't run. That'd be a fun challenge. Just like...
Maybe this guy was running a charity used car swap thing, and now he's dead.
Looking at these thumbnails, I see some interesting stuff in here, though.
Oh, I was
that's
literally...
That's what caught me about this one, yeah.
I was literally looking at this picture, thinking... Wow, this is an impressive assortment of vehicles with nothing interesting.
No, well, it's normally like a lot of like old, you know, American cars,
right.
Like a trucks and blah, blah, blah. But this one actually caught my eye and why I feel like it would be a look into one of our futures.
Mm.
But from here, you can see, I mean, there's that Vega wagon. Yeah. In front here is, I don't know what this is. Looks like some later Toyota or something like that.
80s bucks. Note that this picture is from 2004.
True. They're dating the images here.
What were those?
That was the NX or something?
Possibly, yeah. But I don't think that's the NX. I remember those little weird... It's not a Honda, is it?
No, it looks a lot like the Accord, but it's too coupey.
Yeah. Someone's going to help us identify this one, because...
It's also a... It looks like a scan of a printed picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
It probably is with the date stamp.
Right.
Oh, that I'm using my arrow keys. That's not how that works. but here we have... There's that Vega again on the right. Looks like a...
First gen?
Could be a... the Chrysler pickup El Camino thing.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about the gray one. I think the gray one is a... Not a Celica Supra, but like... The Celica XX or whatever, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of vague 80s boxes here.
Mm-hmm.
And a Love.
Chevy Love.
Couple.
Got one of those? Yeah, I don't know if that's the one in the back or that's just a...
Oh, yeah, that could be a...
Datsun or
could be in anything. I see a bump
could
side.
Could be in anything. There's a battery right there. You could try that one.
Yeah.
How old does it have to be for the terminals to be rusted on?
I was just thinking that. I think usually like
aren't those
lead?
Made of lead or something?
Lead rusts.
What is that beast of an engine?
That's something.
It comes in the back, and there's a 20R in the lower left of this image.
No, yeah.
For your truck.
Probably from this truck.
Ooh.
Got a Jeep.
Yep.
A Horizon Air. It must have been an airport. Something or other.
But sliding doors.
Now that's a Celica.
Now that's a Celica. And a Geostorm. Ooh.
Hey,
now that's a Celica.
Now that's a Celica. It's the wrong body style, but that's a Celica.
Yeah, this person had differing tastes. This is another Celica.
This is us in the future, but if our future was the 80s.
Yeah. I guess it would look very different now, wouldn't it? Because all this stuff is already rusted, so we can't even collect this stuff. There's not much that we're collecting in today's world. You know.
Does it have a title?
Does it have a title? Can we just have the VIN number?
I can't fall in love. I wish I could because they're so much more comfortable, but I can't fall in love with the club cab ones. There's just something about them that I don't like as much.
It seems very tacked on, like they just like window right there. It doesn't line up with the other window or nothing.
It's very automation stretched out, you know. It's very afterthought-y looking.
I like the slightly later ones where like the rear window like comes down below, and it just looks very out of place.
It took them a long time to get the club cabs to look right, and now they look funny without it.
Now you can't get them. Well, like, they don't exist. How much for the canoe?
How much for the canoe? Pool noodles.
And then, oh, yeah. A collection
of trikes, motorcycles. Why not?
I do love me a trike.
You ever actually driven a three-wheeler? Or ridden a three-wheeler?
No.
No, me either. I got close, but I could never get Slangs to run. Another Celica. But apparently they like their Celicas.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm starting to come around to that body style a little bit. Just a little.
Just because they're cheaper than the other ones?
Kinda.
Many Celicas.
Many Celicas.
Oh, that's a Corolla. That's a Corolla.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I saw this picture right behind that tree.
Huh. Yeah, I would say some people probably pulled some pretty interesting stuff out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Did their antenna fall on the fur? Right.
Jeez.
No, I actually looked up the address in Google Maps. And this is the image I got for science. So, yes.
How much for the bus?
I can't even like ballpark to you how many properties exactly like this I see on a weekly basis just driving around here. Like, there is so much of it. There's a big thing. It's been going on for a long time, but the catalytic converter theft issue. is really starting to resurface again. And there's so many of these yards that are full of cars that are, you know, parked and out in the woods and stuff like that. And people are like now scouring the woods and trying to get catalytic converters from these cars that are like all stuck up in the woods. And I'm pretty sure I read no short of three different news stories in the last year of people being crushed by cars trying to get a catalytic converter out of something from the woods. So that's here's a life lesson for you. Don't do that.
Word to the wise.
Don't. Cars in mud do not jack up well. Don't. Just don't. Just don't. ZK, just don't.
I won't. Don't worry about it.
No, don't, ZK. No. No, ZK, don't. Stop.
I mean, the kid's saying the opposite thing. Who do I believe?
Is he flicking us off? So I picked this because, well, Facebook suggested it to me, but also because today a perfectly clean stock S13, well, it had RPF1s on it.
Oh, so it was perfect.
Sold on Bring a Trailer for $20,000.
Is that all?
So here's your investment piece. Just a, you know, nice, perfectly... Oslo. I want to point this out because it made me feel a little weird. 89240SX was bought a few months ago. Barn fine to restore.
Mm-hmm.
Need cash instead. Been sitting since 96.
And no title.
All over. Yeah, no title. But, you know, your standard run-of-the-mill barn fine 240 to restore from a guy that has a kid.
Right. I mean, I know people with kids that make strange financial decisions.
Yes.
Okay. That was the quickest rebuttal I've ever heard.
You're not supposed to say the quiet part loud, okay? But I don't know. This ad popped up. You saw 18 minutes ago or whatever, and it just made me feel really old.
Right. I mean, I did this. Like, I found one of these abandoned in a shed, and we walked up and said, would you want to sell that? And they were like, yeah, sure, the thing's been sitting forever, we don't want it. $500. They had a title, drove it home.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
It just doesn't.
$2,500, single cam, crack dash auto, with not much paint left on it. It is pretty stock, though, which is a rarity in it of itself these days.
Oh yeah, it's a fine chassis to start with. It's a fine chassis. Don't do it.
I'm not going.
Don't do it. No, nobody out there. If you want to build a 240, get one with a title.
Oh yeah, of course. But
absolutely. If you want one to just like drift and crash into something, then yeah, whatever.
No, this one's like perfect to drift. Like
it kind of looks like it had flood damage, but I can't really get a good feel for it.
I mean, it is in like Texas and probably the Houston area, so it's highly likely. Why do you think it was in the barn?
Right.
That's all. It just made me feel old.
The sim racing rig you can make out of those seats.
Don't do it. Somebody
you want a seat? I have a stack of them. I'm doing like a yard sale type thing. Take whatever you want.
Is somebody with possibly severe back injuries? Don't do it. Oh boy.
There's some Honda seats in there too. They're probably better.
Yes, any seat is better than an S13 seat.
Good old burlap.
My dad will absolutely agree to this. What do I have here? Oh. These are
the Polo?
Yeah. Celicas in general are hard to find on the East Coast. First gen Celicas, absolute rarity. Like, they just don't seem to exist over here. And if they do, they're rough. This is a 77 Celica GT. It says liftback, but it is actually a coupe, which is, as I've often said on this show, one of my strong desires. Needs body work, runs and drives, five-speed, new seats, new brake pads, will trade for 90s Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra. Worst I can say is no. Thank you for your time. Has clean title.
So they want a square body?
So they want a... Are Chevys called square bodies? I thought... I mean, this era?
Maybe that was the earlier one.
Yeah, the 90s, I think, are not that called that. This one, it's a very bad ad. It's pretty rough.
I just saw all the rust on the rockers and
stuff. However, I've already like imaginary. No, I've already imaginary built these before. You can find all the metal for these. Like, you can get rockers, you can get fenders and stuff like that, because they all rust. Like, they are very, very rusty cars. And this one has the advantage of actually having most of the parts still on it. Like, usually they, for some reason, people love to take these apart, like, just blow them apart into pieces, never put them together, and then sell them as, like, a shell with all the pieces missing.
And yeah, I will say this, it's rough, but it's complete.
That's the nightmare I don't want to get myself into. I don't want to have to piece one of these together. I want one that has most of, like, the interior and the trim and stuff like that.
Was that hood vent, like, bonded over? What happened there?
I think they just, like, spray painted them so they don't rust more. Because those are factory, like, those are factory reliefs there.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like, one of them looks like it was replaced for some reason.
Who knows? Who knows? But if we combine some of those ones from Kurt's yard over there.
Yeah.
And this one. I have to include these whenever I find them, just because it's one of those desires that just, it won't leave me. I can't shake it.
I should have bought that one that was on Facebook for like a day.
There's been so many over there, Kurt. So many.
One day the perfect one will come around, and then you'll just have to buy it and live with the consequences.
Oh, well, what consequences do I have here? I don't remember. Oh, these would be terrible consequences.
It's fine. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
What are you talking about?
I'm in a 1988 Audi 5000 CS Turbo Quattro. It's back up for sale. This is actually, I've just like favorited this, and I've been like audience to a saga of this guy trying to sell and then not selling and then selling his 88 Audi. But right now, I think this is where it stands, is the car comes as is, lots of spare parts. Do you like turbo noises? Are you planning a family trip, but also want to bring the fridge?
Nope.
Have you had a desire for an odd number of cylinders?
Yep.
Yada, 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 yada. As of this posting, I can only find one other one being sold in the States. Turbo noises. Feels like a boat. however, they've been like trying to track down some problem, and right now they just say the car doesn't start.
Doesn't like to start.
5 to 15 cranks. But they have, like in the rest of this whole story, they have driven it to California and back, and they thought it was this part solenoid, this or that or other that needed, but that didn't do it. So instead of fixing it, it's back up for sale. So it's been a real interesting time for this person.
260,000 miles.
Those five bangers are really good engines from what I've heard. Like, other than the fact that electronically they're nightmares, mechanically they're very good. God, it's so
ugly.
Long. It's not ugly.
No, so it looks like the older Golf hatchbacks that you then just like in paint stretched.
Does Kurt
so like
it?
I like it because it's weird.
Okay. Image is also stretched.
No.
This image is stretched. Look at the roundness of the wheels in that. This looks like a normal. That's a stretched image.
I don't think so.
Well, or maybe it was taken with like a wide angle.
Maybe.
GoPro or something.
Right. It is long. Still,
it's like a wagon, but they want it to be a hatchback.
You seem to be describing this as a problem. I don't know that I see it.
Got a bad tint job.
God, I hate that paint. It's like the worst thing on a car.
I just started pulling it off of my Audi and was absolutely shocked, amazed that it just like pulled right off. Like, I've been dealing with bad tint on that car for so long. And then I just finally one day was like, I just started peeling at a corner and I did one big whoosh, and it just came right off.
You got so lucky. That's where all your luck went.
Right. It's been downhill since then.
Yeah, I can't remember. In your chat, I think we, Ants and I started talking about the old square Audis.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of look at all the vents.
There's a lot of vents. I mean, do you really? I guess you could point one at the window and one at you. I like the pedals.
What's that pocket?
Yeah, it was like a shelf above, just so you could really.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Shins, yeah.
When you get in an accident.
Hey, headliners.
Headliner.
Headliners dropping an Audi. Never heard of that happening. Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm sure the sunroof works fine.
Hey, it's got the cover.
Accordion hatch cover.
Looks in good shape, actually.
You know, it looks in good shape. Less whatever issue they're having. The weird where to put a radiator right here.
Yeah.
How many places does this thing say Audi on it? Like...
Listen, they were trying real hard to make, like, Audi wasn't anything. Nobody had any respect for the name brand of Audi, so they were just like, well, if we put it everywhere, they're going to love it.
So I'm my brain is hurting, like, looking at all the tubes and lines and things. Like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Well, because the radiator sits next to the engine.
Well, sure, but I'm talking about on the left side. Like, I see what looks like four intake pipes.
Well, it's a turbo, so that's two.
Then, like, right there by the valve cover, there's just this tube that comes from nowhere and just ends there?
I mean, that's obviously a heat extractor from the exhaust.
But where does it go?
It looks like it went to something before, but doesn't any longer.
Is that why it doesn't start?
I doubt it.
Have they considered the most obvious option?
And all the vacuum lines. All of them.
It's fine.
You're looking for something interesting to rallycross.
Yeah. God, that's so long. Jeez. That would destroy everything out there.
No, but it's cool, but...
No, yeah, it would be a nightmare.
It's cool, but if it was Swedish, ZK would be like, now that's cool.
Exactly. So what do I have here? I forgot already. Oh, so a 1979 Ford F-350 ramp truck, ?
For what, a monster truck?
I'm not sure what's going on here. It's a super cool 1979 Ford F-350 ramp truck. Awesome vintage hauler, started life as hauling dirt track cars and made its way to hauling classic cars in the 90s. I just want to point out that this picture right here, it looks like it's wearing a sombrero.
It does.
And that's all you need to know about it. It's also a 400. What's a Ford 400?
That's in the same family, I believe. Ooh, I've forgotten. It's been too long. I thought that was a 351 family.
Is it? Okay. But I guess it is a ramp truck. It's got a dovetail on it. But I don't know what's going on with the thing above the cab.
It could have been a double hauler. You remember all the ones? Oh, yeah. It makes sense. That makes sense. It used to, the cars would go up and over it. So look at the back of the dovetail. And you see that little bit sticking up in the back? Go back to the last picture. I think this has been cut off already. So there used to be a ramp that connected from the back up to the top.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen that style where they, like, the ramp goes all the way over, mm-hmm. but this is no longer like that.
Which is pretty common for, like, late models. Oh, yeah, this, it's not actually the 351. It's the, I think it's the same family, basically, as a 460.
Hmm, as our resident Ford expert.
But it's not an FE.
And the, you know, cool PTO winch that somehow is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Last was registered in 2000, so it's only 21 years of sitting.
In many All ways, this would have been a lot easier for us to build.
Yeah.
It's not
also pretty ugly in my opinion.
Oh, it's
though.
Not pretty. Not the worst. It's not like
no
the real van style front end, but it's still not good.
Yeah, and like if you wanted to use this, I would like cut off the top of it, and then you got a okay ramp truck, I guess.
Still pretty tall.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is that makes it so tall. Do you think like the bed is sitting on boxes instead of on the frame?
I don't know, because, well, look, the bed is right above the tire, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not too different than yours.
I guess maybe because this is technically a 4x4?
Maybe that's what it is.
So it's got straight axle front and back?
Was it a 4x4?
Well, if it has the PTO winch, it probably does.
I didn't see a...
It doesn't have a... I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Not a Ford guy.
I like the interior of yours better, though.
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much like everything about the 60s ones better than the 70s.
Yeah.
70s
Except
was...
Except for the mechanics.
I would say 60s was the best time for trucks. 70s was the best time for cars. And then the 80s was the worst time for everything.
Yeah, no, that stands. Except for movies. No, 80s was good for movies.
There you go. I say this fully aware of the fact that there's so many 80s vehicles I desire to own that I will never complete that list. Doesn't mean they're good, just means I want them. I hope there's one right here. That'd be great. Yes! this is a 1982 Nissan Datsun 310GX. Y'all familiar with these?
Literally no idea what this is.
Nope.
It's a two-door coupe hatchback with a very interesting design. It's like half coupe, half fastback. They weren't terribly popular. They didn't make them for very long, but they were like somewhat the more desirable Datsuns of the era. Hello, engine. Oh, I've hit the wrong. Hold on. Got it. There's a sedan version as well that they have a parts car of. It will be okay.
What a positive message.
Yeah. So here's a better look of this thing. Very ugly.
What could say better?
Well, I mean, it's a more broad picture of it. So this is when Datsun started to try to get into the front-wheel drive market. So that's why it looks so different than the siblings.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. But the rear window...
I like it from the windshield back.
Yeah, I like the rear design and this, like, coupe butt hatch design is weird. And I like weird.
or you like coupe butt hatch designs. Like, it's... 40, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something that I've always gravitated towards. Yeah, and it... Go ahead.
No, it's like that's like a piece of plastic cladding or something, that black...
You know, it reminds me of... You remember that Fiat that kind of has that rear bar?
The 1X?
Yeah.
9X? Whatever it is.
It feels like an homage to that, but they just kind of tacked it on to the top of a car. It's weird. And I like weird. It's got a weird little carbureted four-cylinder front-wheel drive engine that you'd probably never find parts for. And it's all there. And I'd rally cross it. Because why not?
Until you break a motor mount and can't find a replacement.
Motor mount? That's what hockey pucks are for.
And then the rest of the car falls apart.
Okay.
The speaker is just like in the footwell pointed at you.
That's one thing. Number two, who's in the dashboard? Who's in the cage cluster? Three, I like the shift knob. Four, you can tell the car still runs and drives and was driven recently because there's a mask in the passenger seat. These are your new clues you can use now. And four, it's all there. Like, it's not, like I said, I'll take it apart and you'd never find these parts. So your whole disaster is here besides, you know, the stuff that's posted away. But other than that, I had never seen one for sale.
I didn't know these existed.
Brought me here because the rear window design is cool and it's weird.
It's got a forward opening hood. I guess that's a bonus.
It's really pushing.
I'm trying to find nice things to say. I'm sorry.
Hey, real quick, while I see this Subaru in the background. What do you think about the fact that the new WRX looks like a Crosstrek, Kurt?
I mean, I've not paid attention to WRXs since they got rid of the hatch. So
yeah.
No, I don't know what I feel about it. It just looks like a car now. Like it
right.
doesn't look special. It's just like, oh, it's another Accord maybe. I don't know.
Someone was like comparing it to a V6 Camry.
Mm-hmm.
And the Camry wins in literally every category.
Ouch.
Like, it's faster, it's cheaper, it's bigger, it looks better.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been much of a WRX fan to begin with.
I think the last ones I liked were the old hatches.
Yeah.
Like the, what, 2005-ish
era? Right, yeah, bug-eye, blob-eye era. Yeah. And even those are like, I mean, anymore, you'd pay way too much for whatever. It.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's Kurt with a new Subaru WRX for sale.
Yeah, check out this new design.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
This listing comes courtesy of the girlfriend. She thinks this would make a fantastic camping rig.
Plenty of room to lay down.
Make yep. sure it's a nice meandering trail and not like...
Yeah. But it's a 97 Silverado 2500 long bed.
Of course they use the long bed.
Four-wheel drive. I don't know how long that drive shaft has to be. But
okay.
Yes. Take them for their word. Chevy Silverado, dually, limo, have more photos if serious, 90,000 on the odometer. I'm sorry, but $1,234 is not what they're asking. They're asking 15,000 human dollars for this thing.
Oh, boy. Is there a picture of the inside, at least?
Oh,
maybe?
Yes, there's going to be.
Okay, that's what I need.
The girlfriend suggested, like, a pool in the back.
Oh.
There's your inside. Mm-hmm, class, mm-hmm. Classy.
So there's cans. The stock seats out of the other three Silverados that cannibalized.
Right. And some house paint.
Some house paint, some Lysol. I don't know what they're trying to cover up.
Gross.
Mirror on the ceiling. All your standard luxury. Oh, there we go. Even better. Luxury limousine accoutrement. The LED lighting works, at least.
True. Added value. Finger.
Finger.
$15,000 gets you quite a bit of camper.
Like, yeah, no, it does.
You probably afford one with a toilet. Just
right.
Saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that the bed is straight and that's not a camera optical.
Oh,
illusion.
Yeah. That is very twisted. I was trying to read the bumper sticker.
There's a bumper sticker?
Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh, it got blurry on us.
I know Christian, possibly Jackson.
I mean,
okay.
Okay, maybe congrats. He comes with the truck.
I don't know.
Just thinking about how long the fuel lines now have to be. The gas.
Also, quite a bit of sag in the middle. I've now.
That's never a problem, but stretch limos.
Oh, boy.
That might. No, oh, no. We got another angle here.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed that ZK doesn't like it.
Oh.
Do you, though? Do you like it?
No, I don't.
Do you, though?
Battery in the back when the terminals are not rusted.
Oh, good.
I don't know. Have you been in limos that look like that? Like,
I've never been in a limo.
Really? Okay. Well, don't get the cheap limo if you ever have an occasion. They have a certain...
full stop.
As one who has experienced a cheap limo, this just gives me flashbacks to that point of, yeah, it wasn't great. So I probably have personal baggage that makes me not want that, so.
I don't think I'd ever get in a limo. Kurt, you ever been in a limo?
When I was a kid, we came back from vacation and had, you know, ordered a ride from the airport, and they happened to pick us up in a limo instead of a van or a club car or anything like that. So I was a little kid, so that was Christmas, but.
If it's a standard Lincoln Town Car limo that's not four times as long as it's supposed to be, those mm-hmm. are okay. But any of the I don't know how to describe them, modern party limos, I don't know, I just get a real weird feeling being in them, and they're kind of gross.
Wait a minute, I've seen this in a video on the internet somewhere.
Exactly, basically that. Moving along.
Oh boy.
This is a quick one.
Oh, it's the WRX.
This is a quick one just because I feel like this guy needs a job as a car photographer, because it's a super boring 2009 Camry, but these are very nice photos, and that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, I'd buy this car. It's clean. Ooh. They're effective.
The golden hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you'll get the satisfaction of smoking WRXs off the line.
That's all.
While they're smoking their clutches. Wait, do they even have clutches? I think only one of them has a clutch, right? The other ones are CVT or something like that?
What are you referring to?
The WRX.
WRX, yeah, yes. CVT or the 6-speed manual.
Apparently the top trim only comes in CVT.
Whatever. It's what makes Subaru. Subaru.
Infinite gears.
Infinite problems. Speaking of infinite problems, this is just really good patina on a Dodge A100 van. Will have to be towed. They do have a title. It's a 318 3-speed, does not run or do not have keys, has not moved since 1988.
Believe it, the leaves are up to the hubcaps.
Yeah, you're axle deep. This is very, very long. Look at the wood. I didn't even notice this when I first looked at this. Look at the wood on the racks up there.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly it's also been there since 88.
I really like the A100s with the super bug eye headlights that they continue the design down the whole side.
Right, yeah, there's this, the whole side is bulged to match the headlights and then go into those tiny little taillights.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture in here. Oh, they're very fond of showing that there's a Dodge, emblem on here. And then there's...
Did you see those? The squigglies.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting to the squigglies. The squigglies are a whole other thing in this. But there's also this other, scripty Dodge will go on it.
Do you remember
a fly is a nice Dodge?
Yeah.
God, I miss when, I guess it hasn't been since I've been born, essentially, but like when designers had some control of a car.
Yeah. I guess I know what you mean. all right, I gotta find, oh boy, don't look too close here. Obviously, this was a painter, and they left their stuff in here for 33 years. Yep.
Like the dashboard full of like paperwork.
It's just
it started
absolutely
to decompose.
Disintegrated. But look at the bug designs. Look at these bug trails all over it. What insect has done this, everybody? We need an insectologist in here.
Or is it a dog?
if you got that joke, please leave a comment below letting us know that you are the best. All right. That is all I kind of had to show about this interesting van. With some interesting...
I uploaded these earlier. Okay, so I can't do the voice. I think Kurt might be able to, but it is a 1994 Nissan...
What's the voice?
We're going to need the voice here.
You know the Marge voice? She says homie.
Oh.
I see. A 1994 Nissan Homie Limo Custom. Here's your camper, Kurt. Straight from Japan. My cell phone friend imported this ourselves. Long process, LOL, in 2019. Had it since then. 100% street legal. They go on saying that they've done some work on it. It's kind of like one of the... I don't know what you would describe these, because they're kind of minivans. But it's like the whole class of very boxy vans we never really got popular in the States.
Yeah, it's like, it's big, but if you had a few people inside of it, it'd be a little homey.
Here's some more information about it.
No, I think it's a good size.
Wait.
Is that a Barge?
Mm-hmm. That is a Barge.
Kurt, did you already buy this? Are you selling this?
Well, you see, me and a friend in 2019.
It's got like a bunch of sunroofs.
A Narni steering wheel. Oh,
Momo, not Narni. Yeah.
Custom. I like the design too. Like, I don't usually they're really ugly, but this one's not bad. So much room.
Mm-hmm.
You can have conversations face to face.
It's got curtains already.
Does have curtains.
Oh, there's the front sunroof or thing and all the extra AC vents.
I'm sure they all work wonderfully too.
Almost as much as that Audi.
Yeah.
Curtain between the front and back. Mm. Oh, that's why it's a limo, because you can section off the driver.
Up. How much money was it?
Yeah, how much is it? Eight? I think they wanted 8.5.
I think that's too many monies.
So
for what Kurt needs anyway.
Yeah. The problem with an imported car is you're always going to get like a plus $3,500 on it.
Right.
Because that's basically how much it costs to import a car.
Do you think is this all-wheel drive, you think, or
not sure? You'd have to look it up. Think these are very similar mechanically to a lot of stuff we got in the States. I think they're probably just rear-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Someone I knew had a Nissan van, and it was weird, but it had the same automatic transmission out of a 240.
Well, this one says it's powered by a VG30, right? Yeah,
VG30. Yeah, 2 liter.
Oh, so it's VG20. Right. Yeah, but it's probably a VG30, which
yeah,
is
so yeah. It's probably was rural
it,
drive.
Wasn't just, everything?
Yeah.
I could see it, and I see why somebody would do it, because it is cooler than like getting a Winnebago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are definitely committing to a very annoying problem of anytime something goes on with it, you have to deal with the fact that you can't get stuff for it.
Yeah, it's always Well, it depends on what it is. Like, mechanically, I think you could basically get anything for this, like, to drive it, but it's all, like, the ancillary stuff. Like, if you had a seat rail break or whatever, you know.
Even, like,
the problem with the sunroof.
Like, if you follow a regular, he has that Sarah, which is basically a parts bin car, and even just getting things like drive belts and stuff. You can't go to AutoZone and just get a drive belt. No, you've got to go on the internet and do research and figure out what part numbers are going to match.
Yeah, that's sometimes a bit annoying. But the part numbers do match to U.S. stuff most of the time.
We're doing great at talking Kurt into getting a JDM camper.
Yes. You've got to talk me into it. That's the girlfriend.
I posted something in Discord that Kurt should get, but we'll discuss that later.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll just discuss last episode's best ads of the week instead, where Kurt made us all vomit.
Picture still, yeah.
And ZK made Powers vomit.
Did he not like it?
And I made anyone with design taste vomit. Honestly, I still think the truck was pretty cool, but I didn't know which way people were going to go with this. I really thought Kurt, like, with the shock factor.
Yes.
So.
Horror.
Yeah, exactly. But it ends up being me, barely. 62 votes versus Kurt's 42 and ZK's 38. It's definitely one of those cases where people were like, no, I don't want to vote for any of those. I do sometimes wonder if we should just have a no option.
None of the above.
I still think the truck is in the lines of this dream I have of buying things just to make them cool again, like unstupiding a car. Kurt's couldn't be unstupided.
No, that just seems to be set on fire.
ZK's was just, you know, that's just how it was constructed. That's just, that is what it is. I still think it's neat. The rear-engined, like, mini-engine, wasn't it? Something like that.
It's like a Fiat or something.
Oh,
like
yeah. It was something weird like that. But still, the V8 1UZ Ranger, that's just wild.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's pretty good. This time around, though, I am bringing you a 1970 Corvair Ultra Bus. A super cool, extremely rare Chevy Corvair Ultra Bus was my granddaddy's. He passed recently, and I'd love this to go to enthusiasts. Love it just as much as he did. And boy, do we know some Corvair enthusiasts around here. Nope.
just knowing what I know about these things, I don't want to own one.
Really? I don't know anything about them.
Well, think about a Corvair generally makes, because these were the, no, this was 70. Interesting. Okay. Between 110 and 140 horsepower.
I will say, this one's in pretty remarkably good condition compared to what you probably thought it was going to be.
I just think it won't make its way down the highway
in modern times. It's a Corvair, like, Airstream, basically.
Yeah, but which side is the front?
Isn't that the Corvair question always? Isn't that the whole point of a Corvair? Is which side is the front? Gosh, where's your adventure go, ZK? The back's
pretty
good.
It's been a long time since the last episode, just saying.
Also a theme, again with these bug patterns on the back. Same, like,
some invasive species.
Yeah, they only affect
slugs.
Random parked vehicles. I like the shape of it a lot, especially the, like, teardroppy back.
Oh, it reminds me of that old, like, 30s or something, like the Scarab or whatever it is.
I think I know what you mean, yeah. This doesn't look like this.
DeLorean, not a DeLorean RV, sort of weird. It's aerodynamic. Like a potato.
It seems very wide too, doesn't it?
I'm having a very difficult time with the scale of this thing.
I'm like just imagining the steering wheel here.
Yes, and then, but like, look how big the seat is.
Yeah, but it looks like two people could fit on that seat. And there's two of those, and then there's a person-sized gap in the middle.
Also, what's up with the windshield? Why is it three pieces?
Because it's so damn wide, ZK. They couldn't get one piece. Somewhere out there, there is some Corvair bus enthusiasts that are going to be like, now that's cool. And I agree with them. I agree with
How
them.
How much for this?
They want 10 grand, possibly. Ooh. Who knows? You know how that is. Looks like it's been sitting a long time, judging just by like the plate cover up there. Yeah. Long time.
Yeah.
We can get it running. I could drop the engine out of one of these in no time flat. Kurt, what did you find for your best find this time around?
What did I find? I don't remember.
It's been too long.
Oh.
Too soon? Is it too soon?
All right, well, I guess this show's run is over. Oh, no.
It's only been 20 years.
It isn't as bad as I'm sure you've seen the story of the parade float. No?
I think I saw something about it.
Okay, just don't look for it. Don't.
I won't.
Just
that
don't.
Thing that we just enticed you with, don't look
don't
it up.
Don't do it. They've already seen it. Kurt, you've been on a mountain.
Perhaps you just won a 94 Lincoln Mark 8 for $10,000. But according to the seller, it got a $40,000 appraisal recently.
Oh, that's profit off tragedy.
It's the American way, Cone.
Hey, yeah. They win.
This is the most American vehicle I've ever seen.
It really is.
Yeah, this,
Wow.
I...
Oh my god, the taillights.
The taillights.
We'll never forget what? The Alamo? God dang it.
I'm a little bit disappointed that the rims aren't somehow...
Flags or... Yeah.
Hours? I don't know. Jeez.
There are five spokes, Kurt, for, you know... The Pentagon? Come on, put it together.
Covers.
Oh, God.
Flame seat
fuzzy dice.
You remember the fuzzy dice story? No?
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
And the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hmm.
And a Mazda tribute badge. Oh, my God.
I didn't notice that before.
So y'all were making fun of the taillights, but I think that's like the one... cool part of the car.
Honestly, that's probably the classiest part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that
it makes
was all
them
they
not
did,
work
then...
very well.
Right.
But
like, as far as maybe, you know, we're a closed little group of people here, but I think we could agree that this is like gotta be about the least tasteful thing you could do.
Yeah. Like, if it was just the taillights and maybe like some text somewhere,
mm-hmm.
that might be a little classy, but
I think
like no,
the thing that like brings it all the way there for me on the tasteless factor is that they are claiming a $40,000 appraisal value as if their tribute adds value to the vehicle. Basically, they're saying we did this to make the car worth more money. We don't actually care about it. It's just a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I don't know, Kurt. I don't think you're getting many votes on this one.
I hope not. I truly hope not.
Unless we're voting for worst find of the week, which, you know.
Yeah, well.
Hey, that's well, one way you could go with it.
So, Kurt had the Chevy, but what about Jeep?
Oh, boy.
She wants a Jeep, too.
She could live in this one.
Yeah, you gotta send her the link.
A 1997 Jeep Wrangler 4x4 limousine.
Again, with the 4x4.
Again, with the sag in the middle.
I think that is a camera thing, because okay. There's some other pictures that make it look not quite as bad. But it's got a four-wheel disc braking, 5/16 tubular framework for the 169-inch stretch.
And a 4-liter. Straight six.
And a 4-liter. 3,500-pound front weight, 3,000-pound rear weight. 529 gears front and rear. So it is 4x4.
Okay, let's go rock crawling.
Yeah. There's your transfer case.
Please tell me the drive shaft picture.
Sort of.
Okay.
This is on auction. Currently, it was make offer at $45,000.
What's wrong with people?
It just looks like they stuck a rant. Like, it's just, what do you call it? Like, tread plate in the middle.
Yeah, it's just like crappy diamond plate in the middle of it.
Yeah, they just cut a Wrangler in half and added some diamond plate to make them the difference.
Oh, this looks like a comfortable TV position.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. But that's the TV of the thing.
Okay.
There's a bunch of pictures in this ad. It was built by Imperial Coach Builders. Don't call them.
Yeah.
Paint's faded. It's got a bunch of switches. But there's the radio TV button. Partition. Imperial body and design.
Okay. I mean, this isn't as bad inside.
Yeah. What is with, like, look at the top. They just put tubing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Structural integrity.
Absolutely.
Rigidity.
But yeah, there's your
like the NTSA-B has ever crashed a limo. You think they do that?
I don't think so, because it's like an aftermarket coach built thing. It's probably like minimum wheelbase or
there
something.
Has to be a video of somebody doing that though, because I want to see one just like fold in
Please
half.
Add it in the comments.
Yes, if you know a video of this, I want to see it.
Yeah, look how bad that TV is. It's like a little 17-inch.
Oh,
TV.
Yeah. And you got to like
hidden behind the head of the person sitting.
Right,
there.
You got to put your head 90 degrees to the right to see it.
It does still have storage
for semi tires.
I don't know why those are there.
Seatbelts.
And you're, I don't know how to describe it, but like these are limo seats and they're awful. More diamond tread plate.
Mm-hmm.
All the cup holders though.
Oh, of course.
There's your frame extension.
Still looks curved to me.
That could just be the curvature of the earth cone.
Oh boy,
it's step ladder,
bad
step stool.
That they had. It's still the front of another Jeep,
right?
Yeah, no, the
roof line still has that angle to it.
Yeah. Yep.
160,000 miles. How many do you think were on it before they cut it?
Right, that's what I was thinking. Like, surely they didn't do 160,000 miles like this.
I still check engine lights on.
That's a Jeep. It's a manual.
It's also a manual.
Oh, it's got four high and four low.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable this thing must be for passengers?
I want Dave from Dirt Every Day to get this thing.
Yes.
But not pay this amount of money for it.
And roll it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
There's like the stock wind up window.
Yep. And the seats in like the factory positions. Look at the bolts sticking out of the side. What the? Like, just you couldn't even use a rivet or something to like. This is.
Like I said, don't call Imperial. And there's your stock 4-liter.
Jesus, so bad.
You got a mood lighting switch though.
Oh well, now I'm sold. I don't want to know how much money they spent to have this made.
There's the front diff.
100,000?
Got a drive shaft.
Huh? What do you think? 100,000 originally have this built?
Oh,
more?
God, I have no idea. Too much.
Too much.
That's apparently the last picture.
Good. Great.
Good.
Good.
I'm glad it's the last picture.
Oh, boy. So your choices, I feel a lot better now. The choices are the Corvair bus. The questionably tasted
take control.
Oh, sorry. The questionable taste tribute from Kurt.
I don't think there's any question about the taste.
Just in case you need to see, you know, something that's actually pretty cool.
I didn't know that we were able to do marketing and sales for our picks.
I'm a little disgusted, Kurt. That's all. Okay?
I'm just making sure it's all out of your system.
It's out. If you can find anything to be out of my system, I will be shocked. And on that bombshell, thank you all for watching episode number 62 of Raymond Park. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.